Yes, yes. Join us tonight. Join us tonight. Join us tonight. Good evening to all our listeners in Jamaica, the U.S., and the Caribbean. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. It is Sunday, October 17, 2021, and you are live with your host, the Top Chef Diva, Sister Cecile. Now, the numbers to call into the show, 661-467-2407, and to speak with your trusted host, press 1 on your keypad, and let's talk. Join me. Let's talk. There are so many things we have to talk about. So on tonight's show, we have periodical updates on our Give Back Jamaica Crescent, where we have set in motion a number of activities designed to give back to the needy students of our old school, the Crescent All-Age School, now the Crescent Primary School. The Crescent Primary School is located in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, Jamaica. And in the true spirit of our motto, of our school's motto, only the best is good enough, we aspire through the Give Back Jamaica program, do our best to help the children in need. I would like to give a hearty thanks to the principal, Mr. Francis, and the hardworking teachers of the Crescent Primary for accommodating our ideas, some of which have already borne fruit. Ms. Lewis, Mrs. Naughty, thank you. Ms. Judith Richardson, my trusted co-host who's not here with me tonight, a shout out to Sister Judith. Ms. Peter Gay Jones, Hopeton Brown, HB, our hardworking president, and Dr. Evelyn Richardson, founder of the Give Back Jamaica program. My sister, my co-host on tonight's show. Tonight's show will be celebrating Jamaica's Heritage Week celebration. Now, Heritage Week, in honor of Heritage Week celebration, we join our fellow Jamaicans at home and abroad in celebrating our heritage, our rich heritage. Heritage Week runs from October 10 and culminates on Monday, October 18, which is the National Heroes Day, the day we celebrate our heroes. The pandemic has crushed this year's celebration, but the celebration must go on. the Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports, the Honorable Olivia Babsey-Grange, has urged the country to use Heritage Week to say thanks to all those fighting on the front line against the COVID-19. They are our everyday heroes, and some of these are our healthcare workers, chief of all, members of the security forces, our teachers. Yes, our teachers have done excellently. They didn't even know about virtual schools, and they made it work. Congratulations to our teachers. Big up, you are heroes in your own right. There are other persons who continue to give themselves in service to the country also, and we thank you for that. This year's theme, this year's celebration theme is Saluting Our Heroes, Safeguarding Our Legacy. And what a rich legacy we have to celebrate. Now, my trusted co-host, Dr. Evelyn Richardson, I hear her giggling in the background. Dr. Eva, wonderful good night to you, ma'am.
Thank you for joining me this evening. I wouldn't be anywhere else. Well, thanks for having me. I get the opportunity to hang out with you on Sunday night when possible. Missing my dear sister again, Auntie Judith, wherever you are, just make sure you have fun. Well, I'm really happy from the Jamaica point of view and from you bringing it up, the heritage, and for us to really take this time to look back on our heritage. When you really think about little, teeny, teeny, tiny Jamaica and what we have done to stir up the world, when you talk about a country, a little nation like Jamaica, what we have done, the struggles that we have been through, and sometimes struggle is not a bad thing because it builds character. And I think when all is said, you have a nation of character. You have a nation of pioneers because culturally, we have stirred the world. And when you talk about, say, Africa, Ethiopia, the general Africa, countries like Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, South Africa, the freedom of these countries, the bringing to light the exploitation that were going on in these countries, still going on. Jamaica was at the forefront, carrying these banners and pleading these cases, So I don't think that is only we in our little space in our little island surrounded by some water out there into the Caribbean Sea. We are impacting the world as well. When you look at where we started from English coming, Dutch and French and Spanish coming, colonizing that nation, and then bringing us from Africa and creating this unique bread of people. We're coming from. And I think this time, taking this time to really look back on where we're coming from is really something that we should take the opportunity to do. And from hence, we can know where we're moving forward, what we have achieved. Because sometimes, when you don't take the time to really look back where you're coming from, I would say audit your life. And not only that, audit our lives as within a country, within a culture, within a nation. For where I come from. And we have so much to give thanks for. We have so much to be proud of because we are making an impact. We have so much places to go, so much other things to do, resources and all of those stuff invades us as time. opportunity evade most of our youngsters at time, and hence we have this explosion of discontent. But I think if we, with the program Give Back Jamaica, and reaching out to the diaspora and the people at home too, because sometimes we reach out to people in the diaspora and we're focusing on them, but people at home have the opportunity to invest within our nation. And if we look at where we have come from, look at what we have achieved, then we would be quicker to invest, because we see whatever we are doing is harnessing some dividend. And hey,
yes.
Who don't like a winner? You know?
Yes.
Who don't like a winner? So, boy, you know, people say them proud to be a Jamaican. Boy, me tell you, no matter how much other nation, nationality me take on, Jamaica has to be the first. And that is not really not accepting where you are, but our foundation to make us be the good and productive citizen elsewhere is the foundation that you get. It's coming like when you go to school. Your real foundation is preschool, and this is why they talk about preschool and the importance of preschool. If you don't get that strong foundation, you are exactly, you have a really rocky future. And because me, myself, know the struggle then where I go to Jamaica, the things that I was able to overcome when I get to this country, I was able to do a lot better with the experience that I have and able to manipulate and able to overcome certain things because of certain experience I have.
The foundation was strong.
Exactly.
And that is the legacy that we're aspiring to, you know, the legacy we're aspiring to safeguard. We need to invest in our children. We need to invest in our young people. We need to invest, because that's the legacy that's left for us. And we need to embrace that. Safeguard it.
Yeah.
You know, keep it safe. Hold it in the hollow of our hands. Keep it safe. Because our heritage is rich. Rich heritage. You know, today I was driving through this farm area in North Carolina. And I was looking at the vast cotton fields. Cotton. And, you know, I said, let me stop and just take the scene. Just take it in. And I took my granddaughter up to the fence, you know, the edge of the cotton field, and I made her touch the cotton, feel it. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what my forefathers endured. Picking cotton. It was a vast, it's not just a little tiny plot, a vast, as far as you could look. It was just white. And no, picking cotton. We're not picking cotton anymore. We have moved away from picking cotton. We are free. And this freedom should run through us. Should run through us to make us, you know, to make us more like prosperous and to want to help our country, the country where we come from, the country that has made us into who we are. Gone are those days. Gone are those cotton picking days. And we need to celebrate this. We need to celebrate. And yes, we're celebrating, and especially poems from Miss Lou, you know, from Louise Bennett. They have captured the images so perfectly. You know, when Louise Bennett said, me glad to see you come back, boy. But Lord, don't let me down. Me proud of you so till all of me proudness drop a ground. You mean you go to America and spend 6 whole months there and come back not a piece better than how you did go, eh? Why, you know, shame. If so you come after you tan so long, not even little language, boy. Not even little twang. and your sister was work over 1 week with American. She talks so nice that you have the juice to understand. Why? You couldn't improve yourself? And you get so much fear? You spend 6 months of fine and come back ugly same way? Not even my draper's trousers are past the redeem coat. Why not even a gold teeth or a gold chain around your throat? Suppose me last me pass go introduce you to a stranger as my lamented son what lately come from America. Them would have laughed after me. Boy, me couldn't tell them so. Them would have said me lie. You was a spend time back a moko. No back answer me, boy. You talk too bad. Shut up your mouth and don't know how your pupa go and make it out. If you want, please him. I'm making think you bring back something new. You always call him pa. This evening when him come, say poo. Yeah, so in capturing Louis Bennett, so vibes it. It tells of this young man who went away and come back same way. No, no, sir. If you go and come back, make yourself better. Make yourself better. Come back better. You know, I love Louise Bennett.
But I think in a whole other sense, I can put that, you know, in two ways. Is that somebody who has left his country and in terms of his language and his culture decided him now go change no way man.
Oh.
Him now change nobody has adapt anybody anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I think eventually Louise Bennett taught us, because when she had said, hey, we have gone past those days where we ain't talking back. We have a language that we have to be proud of, rather than thinking that our language was terrible. So we are embracing that. I remember when I was in Jamaica, you couldn't talk proper up on the radio. And you would only say, laddie, woman, chat baddie, chat bad. But this is our culture, and this is our language. This is who we are. There's nothing bad about it. And this is exactly what you're talking about. We have to look back. We have to see what we're coming. We have to protect it. We had Louise Bennett, who really make us conscious of that our culture, our language, who
it's
we
rich.
Are.
It's rich.
It's very, very rich.
And it's
very rich.
Nothing for us. It's nothing for us to be not proud of. You know,
exactly.
It gives me joy. It gives me joy when I hear Patois, the language, being spoken.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Oh, yes.
It has this music, this rhythm to it. It makes you feel like, I don't want to be anything else but Jamaican.
You better believe it.
And earlier in another segment, you spoke of the tribe that we came from, the tribe that made us so, you know, warrior-like, the go-getter, wanting to get ahead. The Ashanti tribe, always fighting for something. Yeah.
Let me tell you, when we think about, you know, the nannies, those stories that we hear about, we never back down, we never have the guns and the bullets like they were equipped with. And, of course, as bush fighters, but we had the ancestral spirit in us.
Yes.
We read our literature book, be it fable or real,
we call upon
our ancestors in order to help us in battle. And a lot of times, this, even in our present day life, we still remember the power of our ancestors. We still do call upon them. And that is what has helped us to get this fear Okinawa sports. You have people winning races. You never see snow in your life, but you compete with people who live their entire life in a snow. I mean, come on. How brave can you be?
Yes.
How brave can you be? What kind of people are these who would kind of step out of their cultural norm or, you know, in a geographical way, they would say, use a particular way of life, and they say, you know what, we are not going to be bound by this. We are explorers. We are going to do whatever we choose, and you are not going to put any barriers around it. That's the Jamaican. We know.
As I said before, we embrace a rich heritage, full of meaning, full of life, and we draw. You have to rightly say we draw from the spirit of our ancestors, and that is what makes us so strong. With the sheer willpower to get ahead, because you spoke, I love listening to you speak. You spoke about your days in Jamaica and migrating to the United States, and it was the foundation that you got in Jamaica that made you, you know, want to propel forward and to become this person that you are now.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt about it. I often talk about, and I would sound like a broken record, but it's kind of nice listening to broken records sometimes. But I think a barefoot girl who literally barefoot so in order to survive, you climb every possible tree that you can climb, every possible fruit you can find or anything we can sell out of street side, you're there. I remember you couldn't go to school much on Friday because you have stuff that you have to do at home, or the money done for the week. Your parents can't send 4 or 5 hours at school, especially if they really we're far away from that. You know, you don't have 3, 4, 5 uniform or even a good pair of shoes. So, yeah, you have to be swapping between your brother and sister, especially if you're close together. And that also, you see at the time, know that you were really poor and you don't have it as much. But, I mean, you do what you can do. You get up in the morning, you get like a bush tea or like a piece of bread, and you're gone at school. You know, where are we living? Our own children, you can't even. This would be almost abusive if you don't know the Walika Musti and even the pick the Walika piece of bread.
Yes.
That's how we survive. And sometimes I want to question what is nutrition and how we were able to survive. I have like a brain that we can compete with other people who had so-called, quote-unquote, the better life, and we can still compete with them with little bread, and little sugar water, the tea, couple dumplings later on, a little coconut oil, a little piece of salt. It should never have the big protein and the whole heap of this and all of that. But here we are. We survive.
Yes.
We can come. We have the drive, and we're not backing down. So, if what is it? Is it the blood of our ancestors? Is it the little dumpling where we eat like we're strong? You know, we can compete with anybody and everybody. When we look at Olympics, I've said this on many shows. If Jamaica had an Olympic, we don't know if Olympic could have been so sweet like this. We have sportsmanship, we have style, and you darn well need to catch up.
Yes.
You know,
I would like to inform my listeners that listening to Dr. Evelyn Richardson, you know, when she spoke about you know, going to school without shoes and, you know, wearing your sister's shoes are, you know, if they are close to you in age, you wear the same shoes. Or one goes to school today and one goes to school tomorrow. And this is where the idea of the give back program came about. Giving back what she didn't have when she was going to school. Giving back what she didn't have. And I'd like to inform my listeners, if you're going to be listening in the archive or you're listening right now, you know, we're asking for donations to help a child, be it finding food, lunch money for a child, or putting a pair of shoe on a child's foot. Recently, we have donated over 250 pairs of school shoes to the students of the Crescent Primary School. And it's all because of this idea that was born from Dr. Evelyn Richardson. And yes, it's the spirit of our ancestors. It is the spirit of our ancestors. And we want to do more. We definitely want much, much more. And you can help us by contributing to this worthy cause. You can help us. No, Dr. Evelyn Richardson, you, having said that, I want you to tell our listeners how they could contribute to this worthy cause.
I'll be happy to do that. I'll be happy really to do that. Before I do that, I was talking to one of our, I call them the ambassador in Jamaica or the foot soldier in Jamaica. I was speaking to Miss Norty this evening, and she said there was a young man that came in, I think over the, I think Wednesday or Thursday to the school at Crescent. And he had four children. They weren't going to school. And guys, if you understand what's going on in Jamaica because of this pandemic and the fact that we have lost maybe 2 years, literally 2 years of school where these children are displaced. We're in a terrible situation from quite a bit of the student. And I'm glad also you honor those teachers who will never know about nothing virtual as teachers, and they just jump right in, along with the students as well, and were able to get into the new system and start helping students. Now, this has become an everyday thing now. But this man came in, he says the children wasn't in school from all of last year. He's a uncle of these four boys. And they came to school. The picnic, them never have any shoes. And you talk about Give Back Jamaica and the shoe program, the Kickers Club, as we call it. Mm-hmm. And they had some shoes left over. And those four children, it just came in just like a miracle. They did not have shoes, and they were able to be fitted four pairs of shoes. So, with the fact that we were able to have some leftover, it just showed the need for us to get a clothes closet, because the need sometimes can be dire and an emergency. And there we have, right there at the school, we are so equipped that we can say, hey, you don't have the shoes? No problem. If this is what is hindering you from coming to school, boom, you have the prettiest pair of shoes. And trust me, guys, we didn't buy no plow pair of shoes. We bought some nice,
beautiful shoes, strong shoes.
Beautiful, beautiful. But come join us. We have so much program. We have right now, I also spoke to Miss Larty, and she says she has classroom there. No bench at all in the classroom for the children. And let me just talk a little bit about that if I can.
Go ahead.
I went to that school many, 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 many moons ago. I wouldn't bother to tell you how many moons. And I understand the benches that we sat down there many years still exist. And some of them are giving way now, just like the whole body here now giving way. you know, need a compassion up here and there and that kind of a thing. But I guess there's a resiliency and hope that somebody will come along and help her really keep it up and patch it up, and we even put in some new things, and that's what we're trying to do. Hearing about that there are no proper place for these children to sit during their education, and you know, the ambience in any room or any situation does help enhance the learning. It's just a part of learning. Wherever you're learning, it's just part of the learning. The better equipped it is, the more comfortable it is, the more stimulation you have.
Yes.
And when you don't have no place to sit down, pan, or the bench, no, I'm broke down, literally. Our chichi, I drop out of the bench. All right, Ricky, tuku. That is no joy whatsoever, and I'm laughing about it, but it's really no. I sat on some of them bench. We don't have no bench back where we could have leaned back and rest our back. We have to keep it straight like an arrow. And you couldn't bend up yourself either. So you have a bench where three of you or two of you sometime. Luckily at that time we didn't have overweight children because we couldn't have sat in those benches at all. So what we're trying to institute for those children is one desk for one child. And that is our next program that we are about to embark on. And we're asking you for your help and contribution. Along with the Kickers Club, and we have quite a few other programs too, please make your donation. You can send your donation on Zelle. A lot of you may have Zelle. We are with Wells Fargo Bank, Zelle, Give Back Jamaica. With your Zelle account, and you can make your contribution there. And please put a little note on it, what you want it to go towards. You can also go to PayPal. The email address for that is CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. That is CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. And boom, you put your whatever your donation, again, put a little gift note there to say what program you'd like to give it to. What we're talking about, gift, you know, a gift is a gift, and a gift is what you have. So if you have a quarter, a dollar, a $10,000, you know, we'll jump up as high as possible for $10,000, how much we will jump up for a quarter. It's still jump up and excited because a gift is a gift, and that's what we're looking at.
We, in essence, we are happy for anything you give.
Anything.
A $5,
anything.
$1, $100, $1,000. We welcome it all. And we have the same sentiments to anything that you give.
Give.
Yeah, man,
because your thing shall come out into fruit. Let me give you another story, guys, if I can. Maybe we mentioned these stories a million and one time. We had a young lady, a mother, came with her two children. And one of the child was fitted with a shoe, not a perfect pair of shoes. But the other child, and these children didn't have no shoes whatsoever. And the other child, same foot is a little smaller. And the smallest that we had already left the area, so we couldn't go out and purchase one shoe specifically for that child. It was just what we had there, or what was left there. And the mother, the shoe right on the side was fitted to the child, and the child's foot, you know, really kind of swallowed into it. The mother said, listen, we still want the shoes. May we stuff it up with paper or whatever.
Wow.
Because he does not have nothing to wear and he wants it. Maybe we hope that he will grow in there a little bit, but I want the shoes same way. May we stuff it with paper.
Wow.
Just me talking about it, may I get goosebumps.
Well, that, so, and that's the thing. You know,
my God.
That is something. And
wow.
People, we at the Give Back Jamaica program, we see the needs of these kids. We know it. We lived it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Evan and I talk on this program all the time about where we're coming from. I often said to her, your story mimics mine. Stop telling people my story for your story. But our stories are the same because we lived it.
Yeah.
We lived the same story. We were hungry.
Yeah.
We went to school barefooted. We drink water from canal and river, the Riocobu River.
Mm-hmm.
We climb every aki tree on the canal bank. Every one of them. We climb every mango tree. And when we we take we box of aki or a pan of aki or a bucket of aki and we go right out on the roadside and we string them up and we sell them just to make our lives more comfortable. So if we had somebody or people like us who are now donating and contributing to the school, we would have been better because sometimes we were hungry. And as it is said, hungry bag can't stand up. Hungry. We would have probably been better off, not in the sense of our character, but probably be better off in our education. You know, because when you're hungry, you can't concentrate on what the teacher saying to you. You know why I hear the teacher? You just want to go to the road. You just want to go to the road, go buy a sock and a bag of mash. So,
I think when we talk about nutrition, this is why I sometimes think about this thing about nutrition, because we never have no big time protein and all of that. We have sock and mash, something to go into your belly. We survive.
You just wanted to quell that hunger. And the quickest thing to get, it was nothing nutritious. And you know what? The folks at the school gate selling, they didn't consider anything nutritious. They were just selling you something to eat, something that your little 5 cents and 10 cents could handle.
Something could buy. Yes.
Yes. Because, the cut cake and the grater cake, the mash, the pure sugar.
Pure sugar.
But we didn't know it at those times, and we didn't. That never crossed our mind. And you know, when you reach home, you know, you might get like some dumpling and butter. Nothing nutritious, enough.
So we started not having any protein in there. You know, it's a load of carbs again, and with some banana, yam, and all them stuff. So sometimes you, as you were saying, if nutrition has to do with brain, how our brain function as well, how our brain was able to utilize all of them things where we do to our advantage, because we had nothing else. So maybe Mother Nature was really on our side, because you have a child that come to school and I just drink like a bush tea, like a sugar. With one little piece of bread. We said one little cup of sourdough bread.
Uh-huh.
And that was breakfast.
And sometimes when they sell it to the shop, go buy quarter bread.
Quarter bread.
Yeah. But you know what kept us? What kept us was our activities. We were active. We walked to school. We walked everywhere. We swim across.
No, man. That's not true. We never walked on our way. We run. Yeah, man. We walked on our way, yes.
Dr. Ev, sometimes when you walk in, and sometimes your ear dirty, you know, because I used to say that because I used to love nasty and I wash my ear. And when the sun beat down on top of your head in the midday sun and it starts scratching your sweat. God, you want some water. When the sun hot, when you look up in the on the road and the asphalt, you see water
it's
on the road.
Yes.
You see water. Yes, it's on
the my gosh, that is so true, man.
Yes, we live that. Folks, we live that. And many of you listening, you know, you have also lived that experience. You have also lived that experience. And it is what made you who you are. It has made you into mm-hmm. better persons. And it mm-hmm. is this spirit that is propelling us to give back some of what we have. And as I've said oftentimes, to whom much is given, much is expected.
Yeah. Every time. There are a lot who have sacrificed as we're coming up to our Heroes Week. There's so much that these people, I was talking again to a colleague of mine today, and we have a program where you can sponsor a child, and this, we call the sponsors, if they're women, aunties, and if they're men, uncles. So Auntie X, she said, you know, I want to sponsor a child, but I don't have the total sponsor money, but I want to sponsor somebody so bad because I'm really in a position that I'm kind of struggling. But although I'm struggling, I want to still be able to give something. And whenever time I can make up for that little shortfall, I would do that. And I would just say, oh my, oh my. You know, this is what gives you the most joy. I'm not a very biblical or scholarly person in that way, but the woman with the mite and the oil, there are lots who had so much more. But
give
she
out
had
of
a
nothing.
Little,
she
exactly,
gave out of nothing.
Exactly. And because of that, you know, she was able to be blessed beyond the next day's food. Yes. So sometimes when we really look at this, we don't know. And sometimes it's kind of scary for you to have your $100 or your $50 or your dollar and share it with somebody else, because we have to think about life too. Hey, what if I share this with you and I survive for tomorrow? How am I going to manage? But sometimes you really can't think about it that way. I can imagine if you share that dollar with somebody and both of them sit down and both of them have something to eat. You know what? Both of them could be there talking and both of them could have think about the next big thing that would make both of them eternally wealthy.
Uh-huh,
that's
uh-huh.
how blessing come along, you know.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes you cannot even fathom what gifting is going to be, what lives you're going to change, what direction somebody was going, and you provide them with something, how it changed their life.
Change the trajectory, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, boy, I'm telling you, giving, especially to children who are needy, is an opportunity, and I'm asking all of you, if you have that opportunity to make this investment, just go to CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. You can email us. You can also email us at givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Email us and give us a shout out. Tell us sometimes you're not able to do something right away, but talk to us. Maybe you have some ideas of how we can make, you know, kind of institute some program that we're able to help as well. Shout us an email. We also have on social media, Facebook, we have Give Back Jamaica, and it's easy to remember, Give Back Jamaica on Facebook. We're the only Give Back Jamaica, I think, on Facebook.
Uh-huh, we are.
And you can meet us there and exchange information with us, you know. More than ever, when you talk about give some time, you know, it's not only giving money. You can share our pages.
Ideas.
Uh-huh.
And you can
give us ideas. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yes.
And then, you know, no, you may share a page to one friend who is well off, who is able to bringing a nice little, you know, something, and expand the program. As a matter of fact, folks, anybody who's out there who is able to help us to do the 501(c), you can also give us a call as well. givebackjamaica@gmail.com and chat with us. Talk with us. Be a part of this. You are going to be finding so much blessing coming in and be a part of this, you know. And
that is so
celebrate.
True.
Yeah, man,
yes.
Celebrate
yes.
with us this Heroes Week. On behalf of our heroes that did so much for us so we can hear celebrating independence. Do you guys know what independence means? It means a lot of people and suffer and die so we can be free.
You know something, them a story I want big heel boot and bellfoot pants.
I big old pot of bella go down, big old cat me something and something. Go along with it.
You know, when we think of our heroes, I mean, some might not have fought physical fights, you know, but when we think about Paul Bogle, Nanny of the Maroons, and Sam Sharp, fighting for our freedom, fighting for us to be not enslaved, you know. And this is famous. Poem. I love this poem so much. It's called Ballad of 65. I've recited this poem on numerous occasions, and I'm going to do it again tonight. Ballad of 65 by Alma Norman. The roads are rocky, the hills are steep, the maca scratches and the gullies deep. The town is far, news travels slow, and the mountain men are far to go. Bogle took up his cutlass at Stony Gut and looked at the small heap of food he'd got. He shook his head and his thoughts were sad. You can walk like a mule, but the crop's still bad. Bogle got his men and he led them down over the hills to Spanish Town. They chopped their way and they made a track to the governor's house, but he sent them back. As they trudged on back to Stony Gut, Paul's spirit sank with each bush he cut, for he thought of the hungry St. Thomas men who were waiting for the message he'd bring to them. They couldn't believe he had failed, and their anger rose when they heard his tale. Paul Bogle of Morant Bay and the poor man find their yes. Bogle thundered, "This thing is wrong. They think we're weak. We hillmen strong. Rouse up yourselves. We'll march all night to the vestry house and we'll claim our rights." The Monday morning was a tropic clear as the men from Stony Gut drew near, clenching their sticks in their farmers' hands to claim their right in their native land. Oh, many mourned, and many were dead. That day when the vestry flame rose red, there was chopping and shooting, and when it was done, Paul Bogle and his men knew they had to run. They ran for the bush where they hoped to hide, but the soldiers poured in from Kingston side. They took their prisoners to Morant Bay, where they hung them high in the early day. Paul Bogle died, but his spirit talked anywhere in Jamaica, but his spirit walked anywhere in Jamaica that freedom talk, where brave men gather did in those days in St. Thomas's Hill.
Wow.
That right there is the Ballad of 65. Yes, and if we know the story of Paul Bogle's struggle, the Morant Bay Rebellion, all this culminated in guaranteeing our freedom from slavery. And this is the legacy that we need to safeguard.
Yeah.
This is the legacy that we need to safeguard. And what we're doing in giving back to our students, to the needy students of Crescent, is all of this, it's just combined. It's It just fits together like a puzzle, you know, a crossword puzzle that you can't find the pieces, and we're putting them back together, and we're safeguarding our legacy.
Yes.
Yes,
talk about safeguarding, and you do mention, you know, we have a certain kind of freedom from a certain way of life. The way of life is that every one of our children can go to a school where they can seek education. Another of our eras that you did mention is our teachers. I mean, they are the big-time front heroes. They are on the battlefield, because without them, the people who we will become through their instruction, you know, it depends on how strong they are. Depends on the resources they have. They can only make, they can't make innocent blood out of stone. And this is where our youngster, and this is where Give Back Jamaica comes in. With bringing in certain things, like a pair of shoes, so somebody can come and show school. Are coming in and bringing in a desk so children can feel happy and have dignity and pride. And so the learning can take place. So teachers don't have to be thinking about discipline, but more instruction. And this is where the freedom begins to excel. Because this is where if these kids can sit down and learn, then we will have no cotton picker as we had before. Well, in Jamaica, we never have the cotton picking as such. We have the wicked thing. The cane field, where all of the insects, when them cane band slash you, when you have to bury yourself into the sun heat, after them start to burn the cane and the stench of that smoke and the blackness into your lung and the, oh, and the chopping and the carrying and the loading.
Yeah.
Just for us to get a little sweetness in our cup, which at the time a lot of us couldn't, who were working at the cane field, could not buy little sugar, because you never get enough, because the sugar was processed and sent to England.
Yes.
You need to get little molasses, the black part of the sugar. You need to get the refined sugar because you couldn't afford it.
It wasn't for you. So, it wasn't for you.
Exactly. It was not. Exactly. So when we're talking, when we're reminiscing and looking back from where we have come from, when you see all the women, then we never have no woman have lipstick and nail polish and all of that. When you look at them, the struggles of them, of bent back shoes with them, heel back crack like, you can plant raw corn in there and them finger full of wicklow because of the casket soda them have to use to wash in them hand, and them have a wash pant on them head, and them have a tied and a cutter and a tool pan a come out from a river. That is the struggle of our great grandparents who lay down in a day the coffee and pick up rat cut coffee and the coffee them and transport them to the coffee factory and feed them coffee and in order to exist. We don't have them no use to lipstick and I love you and flowers and Mother's Day and all of them stuff. They never got those kind of caresses and all of those stuff that we know we've had women. We can get out and demand this and that in a them time that you have a woman because you don't have property and education, have 6-7 children. A man can come in and just breed them up and leave them and go on, and you have to take your little grip and walk back home to mother with nothing.
We have
survived some of those. Where now we can become lawyer, doctor, Indian chief, we can have our own businesses, is because the suffering that some of our, especially our grandmother them, lay down for us so we can be where we can have a voice, We can partake. We can have a seat around the table. So my brothers and sisters, we have a legacy. However you think that if you're a multimillionaire, this is not all what it is. It is a matter of that little by little, step by step, we go up along the route. Rome wasn't built in a day. So we just, hey, you move up a little bit here. So you move up a little bit, you move up a little bit. Eventually we will get it. But everybody bears some of the weight. And we have to step back and look and celebrate those who have made us to the place where we are, wherever. Some of us never get to the zenith of what our potential is. But you know what? We can pass that on to the next generation.
That's
part of what we're doing.
Yes, that
exactly.
is so true. You know, Bob Marley's song that says, emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. Some of us are held captive or mental slavery. We need to get away from that. We need to, you know, we need to be who we are intended to be. Be who our ancestors are counting on us. You know, the ancestors on the auction block, they are counting on us to carry on this legacy, to safeguard
yes.
this legacy. Yes, and that is exactly what we're doing. I thank you tonight, Dr. Ev, for sharing in this beautiful episode with me. We look forward to meeting you all again here next week, Sunday night, on our Give Back Jamaica program. And to take us off the air, Dr. Ev, go ahead.
Lord have mercy. I am just so happy. I'm always so excited to be here with you. I'm like a little kid in a candy store.
Yes.
You helped me to really reminisce, and this is what really energized me. And I hope that whatever we are here to impart and share with you guys, you can come in. I know we get a lot of emails from you guys telling us all of the beautiful things and giving God blessing. So thank you, guys, and please join us every Sunday and invite a friend, man, and come and have a good time.
Yeah, man, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Ev. And next week, Sunday, be here. Those who are listening in the archive, join us. We want to hear from you. We thank you all for listening, and you all have a blessed night and a wonderful week.
Happy Heroes.